Just a reminder before we begin that the Sunday school students and teachers should remain upstairs after communion for the blessing before heading down to Sunday school. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
I'm going to ask you three questions, and I want you to think about your answer. And your answer will be good or not good. That kind of question. First, think of the term or the meaning of the word intelligence. Intelligence, good or not good? Second, a ferocious dog. Good or not good? Third, the execution of an innocent man. Good or not good? Now, whether you answered good or not good will really depend on your perspective. It depends on how you thought of each image. Intelligence is good when you are discovering a new medicine that can help mankind. Intelligence is not good when creating new ways to terrorize a population. Encountering a ferocious dog is not good if you are walking your baby in a lonely neighborhood. A ferocious dog is good if it's yours and it's scaring off an intruder. The execution of an innocent man is usually not good unless that innocent man is the Messiah who is voluntarily dying for the salvation of the world. Goodness is an attribute. It's a quality that colors all other attributes. It colors all other situations. Most gifts, most talents, most abilities, most resources cannot stand alone, but are only positive when also have the quality of good. In a manner of speaking, that's true even of God himself. God's power is a good power. God's will, God's decisions are good decisions. God's commandments are good things. God's judgment is immersed eternally in goodness. God's mercy is completely good. You know, when Satan tempts Eve in the garden, his method was to call into question God's goodness. You know, Adam and Eve were in paradise. They had everything they wanted, everything they needed. They had no reason at all to question God's goodness. Everything that they had experienced in God was good so far. And then Satan comes and starts asking Eve some questions. Did God say you could eat from every tree in the garden? And Eve said, well, we're not supposed to eat from that one tree in the middle of the garden. God said if we touch it, we'll die. Satan says you won't die. He just doesn't want you to be like him. That first thought, Satan's temptation, was not to eat, but to call into question God's motives. Why does he really not want you to eat from that tree? Maybe God is not really looking out for your best interest. Maybe he's hiding something from you. And therefore, it's God's goodness that is called into question. And I think it's why goodness is such an important attribute. You know, when the rich man in the gospel today, in the gospel story, comes to Jesus, he begins by saying, good teacher, what good thing must I do to inherit eternal life? He's got good twice in the first sentence. Jesus stops him immediately and says, no one is good except God. You know, we use good all the time in all kinds of different ways, right? We have good weather, good dog, good sandwich, good kick, good tackle. And so Jesus is saying, all goodness that is real goodness has to reflect back on God. He's stopping and said, only when we understand that goodness reflects from God and comes from God can we even begin to have this conversation. There's a professor at a Christian university named Dwight Pentecost. Great name for a Christian university professor. His wife had suspicious MRI, which they thought might be cancer. And they were going in for a biopsy. And he asked his class to pray for her. And the next week when they met, Dr. Pentecost announced that the tests were negative. There was no cancer, it was just a cyst of some kind. And of course, the students said, well, thank God. Prayers were answered. Several students said, God is good. Dr. Pentecost stopped and said, yes, God is good, but even if it was cancer, God is still good. He then went on to give a talk about God's goodness is focused not only on life in this world, but on eternal life. When bad things happen in this world, Satan wants us at our core to question the goodness of God. But God's will and God's judgment and God's mercy and God's power are inherently good. but only when seen from the eternal perspective. You know, one of the fruits of the Spirit is goodness. There's love and joy and peace, patience and kindness, and the next comes goodness. And one of the things that means is that our lives and our attributes can be colored by the quality of goodness. And not just good from an earthly perspective, but good from an eternal perspective. You know, when we served poor a meal on a cold winter's night last January at Focus, we colored our energies in goodness. Our teachers, who are going to give time and enthusiasm and energy and knowledge to share the gospel with the younger generation, are filling that time and that energy with goodness. All the efforts to serve others at the Harvest Festival can be immersed in goodness. And I have to share this. Last Sunday at the Harvest Festival, we had so many kids helping. They were bussing tables, waiting on people, washing dishes, decorating the church, cleaning the church, and compliment after compliment came from guests on not just how many kids were helping, but the quality of service that they offered. Smiles on their faces, joy, laughing. Our kids paired their time and talents with goodness to serve others. And it brought not only admiration, but a real sense of joy to so many of our guests. The reason that goodness is a fruit of the Holy Spirit is because goodness is from God. You were born with certain abilities and certain talents. You acquired many more along the way. But it doesn't matter how intelligent you are. It doesn't matter how creative you are. It doesn't matter how skilled you are. It doesn't matter how energetic you are. All of these gifts in and of themselves are neutral. They're building blocks. They become positive when they are used for good, when they are immersed in the goodness of God. When you think of what you do in life, when you think of what you do each day, when you think of what you're going to do this hour, don't just ask what you will do. Ask yourself how you can do that with a spirit of goodness. Amen.